In today's news headlines, President Donald Trump said to reporters on Monday that he does not believe the report released by his own government laying out the impacts of global warming. The national assessment, released late on the Friday after Thanksgiving, painted a dire picture of the scenarios we face in continuing to burn fossil fuels, but Trump was having none of it.
I've seen it, I've read some of it, and it's fine.
They say economic impact is devastating.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
No, I don't believe it. And here's the other thing. You're going to have China and Japan and all of Asia and all of these other countries, you know, addresses our country. Right now, we're at the cleanest we've ever been, and that's very important to me. But if we're clean, but every other place on Earth is dirty, that's not so good. So I want clean air, I want clean water, very important.
That's Trump on Monday speaking with reporters about how he didn't believe the National Climate Assessment, but then claiming that the U.S. was the only country committed to clean air. Under Trump, the U.S. is in fact one of the only countries that has backed out of the Paris Climate Accord, which was agreed to under Obama at the U.N. Climate Conference in 2015. This year's U.N. meeting, COP24, will take place in Poland next week. Reports emerged earlier this month that the Trump administration was planning a side event promoting fossil fuels, in particular coal, one of the dirtiest fuels. In news from the U.S. border, the Mexican government has asked the U.S. to launch a full investigation into the use of tear gas canisters over the weekend that U.S. Border Patrol agents lobbed over the fence into Mexico near the San Diego port of entry. Trump defended the use of tear gas during his trip to Mississippi, where he had two rallies to boost a Republican Senate candidate. He told reporters, "Nobody's coming into our country unless they come in legally," and added that the gas used was, quote, "very safe," and was a, quote, "very minor form of tear gas." He also said at a roundtable that some of the mothers with children affected by the gas were, quote, "grabbers," who trafficked children across the border in order to appear more sympathetic. He gave no evidence for his ludicrous claim. He then blamed mothers for putting their children into harm's way, saying, "Why is a parent running up into an area where they know the tear gas is forming and it's going to be formed, and they were running up with a child?" Mississippi voters are heading to the polls on Tuesday to cast ballots in the very last special election of the congressional midterms, the runoff between Trump-backed Republican Cindy Hyde Smith and Democrat Mike Espy has been roiled by accusations of racism and corruption. On Monday, seven nooses were found hanging in trees outside the Mississippi Capitol. According to Associated Press, the Mississippi Department of Public Safety says the nooses were accompanied by handwritten signs referring to Tuesday's election, as well as to lynchings, most of them in the state's turbulent past, but also one recent case that remains under investigation of a black man whose body was found hanging in central Mississippi. It's not clear what the motivations of the perpetrator were, but one of the accompanying signs read, "We need someone who respects the lives of lynch victims," while the other read, "We're hanging nooses to remind people that times haven't changed." After today's news headlines, we'll go to Mississippi to speak with Carol Blackman, coordinator of the Mississippi Black Voters Matter Fund. And the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights has filed a lawsuit against Mississippi's election officials and governor for sending out absentee ballots late. Officials apparently did not begin to send out ballots until November 17th, which meant that many out-of-state voters did not receive their mail-in ballots until the Thanksgiving weekend, leaving them very little time to fill it out, notarize it, and have it received by county officials the day before the election, as is required by state law. In news from the special counsel investigation, Robert Mueller's team on Monday, in a court filing, accused Paul Manafort of violating the terms of his plea agreement by repeatedly lying to federal investigators. Manafort was Trump's campaign chair and had already been jailed and convicted of several charges. He remains in jail and is yet to be sentenced. With Mueller's team accusing him of violating his plea agreement, he could now be prosecuted on those additional charges that were dropped. Meanwhile, Jerome Corsi has said he will reject a plea deal with the Mueller team. Corsi is an associate of Trump's longtime confidant, Roger Stone, and the former Washington bureau chief of the extremist right-wing conspiracy website InfoWars. Both Corsi and Stone are in Mueller's crosshairs over whether they had knowledge of the Clinton campaign email trove obtained by WikiLeaks. And a former Trump advisor, George Papadopoulos, is heading to a federal prison camp for 2 weeks after failing in his bid to delay his surrender date. On Cyber Monday, as the Monday after Thanksgiving is now called, protesters stormed the Amazon store in Manhattan, New York. They were angry about the plans for the online retail giant to set up one of its headquarters in the state and the overly generous public subsidies that New York's mayor and the state's governor are supporting. This is what protesters chanted.
GTFO, Amazon has got to go. GTFO, Amazon has got to go.
GTFO, Amazon has got to go, is what protesters were chanting as they stormed an Amazon store in Manhattan on Monday. GM has announced plans to lay off a whopping 14,000 workers across its factories in North America and possibly shut down 5 plants. President Trump says he plans on pressuring GM over the layoffs.
Well, we don't like it. I believe they'll be opening up something else. And I was very tough. I spoke with her when I heard they were closing. And I said, you know, this country's done a lot for General Motors. You better get back in there soon. That's Ohio. And you better get back in there soon. So we have a lot of pressure on them. You have senators. You have a lot of other people, a lot of pressure. They say the Chevy Cruze is not selling well. I say, well, then get a car that is selling well and put it back in. So I think you're going to see something else happen there. But I'm not happy about it. Their car is not selling well. So they'll put something else. I have no doubt that in a not-too-distant future, they'll put something else. They better put something else in.
That's Trump speaking to reporters about GM's plans to lay off tens of thousands of U.S. workers. The U.S.'s ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, has strong words for Russia over the seizing of 3 Ukrainian naval ships, calling it an outrageous violation of sovereign Ukrainian territory and, quote, another reckless Russian escalation. Her words came a day after Russian forces had fired upon and rammed into several Ukrainian vessels. The Ukrainian parliament on Monday voted to impose martial law within its borders. And finally, in France, thousands of French protesters have continued their marches and demonstrations over fuel tax increases in France, setting up a tense political conundrum for President Emmanuel Macron. The protesters, wearing yellow vests, have blocked streets, burned cars, and clashed with police. More than 400 people have been injured, and at least one person has died. And that does it for our headlines today.